New niche channels attract distributors to Asia. For a market born from the ashes of MIP Asia, word is the four-year-old is doing just fine. The upcoming Asia TV Forum, or ATF, will take place November 29th through December 1st at Singapore's Shangri-La Hotel. Some Asian territories, namely Korea, Thailand, and China, have historically been difficult for foreign distributors to infiltrate. But now, thanks to new digital channels, there are more places for content producers to place content, and so many of these once self-sustaining territories are expected to open up. On the other hand, tighter regulatory restrictions in China and the increased popularity of locally produced programming are providing new roadblocks for distributors. Looking on the brighter side, Ganesh Rajaram, Sales Director, Asia for Fremantle International Distribution, or FID, said, quote, "Broadcasters in Asia are focusing more on programs that appeal across the widest spectrum of audiences, programs that give them the highest ratings amongst the biggest audience group. There is a good appetite for mass entertainment programming. Generally speaking, reality programming does very well for us," end quote, he said. Sabrina Sanchez Yaya, VP, Sales and Marketing at Cable Ready, said, "Asia has also been affected by the program homogenization occurring around the world." Quote, "Thanks to the global branding of pan-regional channels like Discovery and National Geographic, there's a desire for lifestyle programming," end quote, she said. Quote, "The local channels are trying to give those channels a run for their money with similar types of programming, which is great for us," end quote. In terms of which territories have been best, Sanchez Ayaya said, quote, "In the last couple of years, Korea has made itself much more accessible, and Korean buyers attend more of the big markets thanks to all the new thematic cable channels," end quote. While she recognized the fact that local programming is very popular in Asian territories, she pointed out to an alternative area of business that allows her series to complement local programming. Quote, "A lot of times we'll sell editing rights to one of our original programs," end quote, she said, explaining that local channels will isolate certain footage from a series and blend it into their own program. She referred to one specific case in which Japanese terrestrial TV network Nippon bought medical detectives' footage to appear on its own World Astonishing News series. David Gusan, SVP of Programming for National Geographic Channels Asia, provided the buyer side of the story and said, quote, "With more and more international choices and programs now available, the viewer's taste has become more international," end quote. He also mentioned the upcoming Olympic Games that will take place in Beijing in 2008 as a reason that broadcasters will need more content. Quote, "I'm looking for unique stories that cover the changing face of Beijing and its people," end quote, he said. Judging from the numbers expected at this year's ATF, things are looking up throughout the region. Quote, "Last year saw 200 distributors arrive in Singapore," end quote, said Reed Exhibitions' Elizabeth Krebasa. Quote, "We are confident that we'll beat that figure in 2006," end quote. In addition to the growing number of sellers, Krebasa predicted an increase in the 450 acquisition companies that attended the 2005 event. The first day of market conferences will focus on funding, beginning with a keynote session on independent financing, private equity funding, and co-producing in today's changing media landscape. That same day, producers will battle it out in front of a panel of experts in Asian TV programming during Asia Television Forum Super Pitch. Other keynote addresses throughout the market will focus on new technologies, namely mobile TV, HDTV, IPTV, and broadband TV. The latter is particularly pressing as, in the last decade, incumbent telecom operators in the region have seen revenue growth from traditional business and have seen broadband explode. That panel will focus on possible revenue models and the values of interactivity. A focus on new technologies is not another surprising for a region that is open to experimentation. Robert Chua's The Interactive Channel, the world's first, quote, cross-media interactive channel, end quote, is focusing primarily on new technologies as a way to save traditional and pay TV. The channel has already launched in Hong Kong, and Chua is hopeful to launch it elsewhere once he gets the financial backing needed, which he hopes to do at the Asia TV Forum. Chua's channel is built on the simple premise that, rather than continue to lose viewers to the internet, quote, we must turn television into an interactive cross-media platform by weaving internet and mobile technologies into television shows, end quote. Chua used Google's acquisition of YouTube for $1.6 billion as an example of how things are changing. Quote, amazingly, YouTube is less than 2 years old and it has not even made a profit. Compare that with Hong Kong's most successful free-to-air TV station, TVB, which has been operating for 38 years, is the largest commercial producer of Chinese programs in the world and has made billions of dollars. It is currently valued at a little over $2.5 billion, end quote. Chua said he will attend the Asia TV Forum as a spectator rather than a buyer, quote, I want to see the formats and what's interesting out there. Though I don't really expect to buy anything, if there's something really unique and interactive, we'd like to see it, end quote. But for many executives, the timing of the Asia TV Forum is just right to do with business. Sean Cleary, Managing Director and Vice President, Asia Pacific at CBS Paramount, one of the first of the American majors to support the reemergence of the forum, said, quote, it is a great time for such an event as it gives us a last chance to make sales before closing our budget, end quote, adding, quote, many are in a similar budgetary stage and are looking for final acquisitions. I am also very happy with the large cross-section of buyers who attend the event, end quote. FID's Ganesh Rajaram added that, quote, Singapore is a great city to unwind in and do a bit of last-minute shopping, after the market, of course, end quote. According to Rafael Correa, sales director of Global TV International, quote, after a series of studies and new contracts made by Global TV International in the region, and taking into account the special interests and viewing habits of the Asian audience, we have assembled the carefully chosen catalog of products, especially suitable for the local audience, end quote. Those include Capital Sin, Pepper Chocolate, Terra Nostra, America, Seven Women, Shades of Sin, and Student's Heart. The forum is one of the three events supported by Singapore's government. It is scheduled at the end of the Asia Media Festival, November 13th through December 1st, and is open to the public. The government in the form of Media Development Authority also supports Broadcast Asia, a June market for technology.